Have you or someone you know left the behavioral health field? Coming back has its benefits for you and Ohioans in need. We would love to have you back working at a community behavioral health center, and you could earn up to a $3,000 bonus. That's right, a $3,000 bonus. Visit mha.ohio.gov/welcomeback and restart your journey today. That's mha.ohio.gov/welcomeback.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
LA Care and Blue Shield Promise Health Plan Community Resource Centers want to help you stay active, healthy, and informed in your neighborhood or your local CRC. We offer classes, fitness, and social services assistance. Visit CommunityCenterLA.org. Blue Shield of California Promise Health Plan is an independent licensee of the Blue Shield Association. LA Care and Blue Shield Promise Health Plan Community Resource Centers want to help you stay active, healthy, and informed in your neighborhood or your local CRC. We offer classes, fitness, and social services assistance. Visit CommunityCenterLA.org. Blue Shield of California Promise Health Plan is an independent licensee of the Blue Shield Association.
If you like weird history, true crime, haunted and paranormal, then pause the podcast you're listening to right now and subscribe to Ghost Town wherever you listen to podcasts. We also have a video component to our favorite Ghost Town episodes at youtube.com/Jason Horton. Episodes like The Los Feliz Murder House, The Toxic Lady, The Black Dahlia, Janis Joplin's Hotel Room, The Haunted Roosevelt Hotel, and more. Just go to youtube.com/Jason Horton. That's youtube.com/JasonHorton. And while you're there, please subscribe so you don't miss any new episodes. Thank you. It's Friends Without Friends Without Benefits podcast. My name is Jason Horton. Welcome to the show. Today, I sit down and have a chat with Bianca De La Garza. She is an entrepreneur. She had her own late night show. She has her own beauty line. She does a whole bunch of stuff, and she was super cool and down to earth. She has a very cool name, so I assumed, I was like, oh, she's got some airs about her. But no, super cool, very chill, if I can say chill, and very down to earth. Probably does a lot of cool stuff. I don't know. If she had something cool going on, like some kind of opening of something or a premiere of something, and she invited me, I'd want to be prepared, and I would be, because the black tux is the easy way for guys to rent suits and tuxedos online. The black tux has tons of fresh, new, and complete looks and suit essentials for all your upcoming spring events and weddings, whether it's your wedding or other people's weddings. I have only had one wedding so far, but I've gone to a lot of weddings, and you know what? I want to go there, and I want to look fresh. Do I sound like a narc when I say fresh? I want to look fresh. I want to look cool. You can take your style to a whole new level. The Black Tux is the one-stop shop for modern fitting suits and tuxedos at half the price at what even the budget rental companies offer. Wedding season is here. You know what I mean? I'm going to one. I'm going to one in New Orleans, and I'm really, really excited. Very excited. And I'm going to wear the Kennedy because it looks really good. I have one really nice suit, granted, but maybe I want to show up in something different. How am I feeling? What's my vibe? What's my wife wearing? I don't know. These are the things now that I think about. And like, maybe I don't want every picture of me in the suit to be the same suit. I want to switch it up. I can do that. And the Black Tux helps me out. They offer the kind of suits and tuxedo styles that would normally be wildly expensive to buy, and you might only wear it once. Like the Emerald Troll tuxedo. It's funky, it's cool. But how many times realistically are you going to wear an emerald green tuxedo? With the Black Tux, you can do you and blow it out for your big one-time event. So try out a new look, do something different, and take your style to the next level. With the Black Tux free home try-on, you can see the fit and feel the quality of your suit months before the event. After ordering, your suit will arrive 14 days before your event. If anything is less than perfect, the Black Tux will send you a replacement right away. And remember how simple returns are. Wear it, turn heads, then send it back 3 days after your event. Shipping is free both ways. Stand out at your event for the right reasons with the Black Tux. To get $20 off your purchase, visit theblacktux.com/FWB. That's theblacktux.com/FWB for $20 off your purchase. The Black Tux, premium rental suits and tuxedos delivered. I have a stand-up show tonight at the Ha Ha Comedy Cafe in North Hollywood, I think at 8:30. Excited about that. But, you know, okay, so I've been doing this podcast for a while, and I'm like this in general. I don't want to burden people with things going on or things that have got me down I don't want anything too dark. I like to keep it pretty, pretty light. I don't know if you're taking a walk or you're in a commute, and probably the last thing is you want to hear is this dude, like, I don't know, talking about his feelings. But I'm going to do it because I can't not do it, I guess, this time. I got a phone call. You ever get a phone call from somebody and you're like, this person never calls me? So you know it's got to be something probably bad. And a friend of mine in New York called me, and I knew why he was calling. It was can only be one thing. A mutual friend of ours passed away, and that had been something we'd been talking about, kind of worried about this person. Not that they needed our worry, but I just can't help. That's just, you know, who I am and who we are discussing it. And a friend of mine passed away, and we were roommates in New York for a couple of years. We went to like tons of like punk and hardcore shows in the city. Went to like CBGBs and Coney Island High, and you know, all these amazing places. And you know, he was a very intense dude, but a huge part of my life. And like, it was a time in my life where like, I don't know where I was. It wasn't great, to be totally honest with you. I was kind of living on his couch. But I was appreciative of that, but that's where I was at. And I was, it's not like I was like a kid, like it was really no excuse, but that's where I was at. And, I moved to California, you know, a while ago, and, you know, we kind of kept in touch. He was a little bit hard to keep in touch with. And then maybe a little over a year ago, he went to jail. You know, he was, an intense dude. He used to get in trouble all the time. But he was a good person, because he was one of those people that I think of loyal people. You know, people are always like, I'm so loyal, but you're not really willing to do anything. He was one of those people too. So it kind of came with the territory. You needed to take the kind of intense and hard to deal with the kindheartedness and the loyalty. And he went to jail. So I tried to get in touch with him. So I contacted his wife, who I don't normally talk to. I was like, is there anything I can do? I'm going to send him anything. I don't know. I don't know what to do. Does he just want correspondence? And by the time she got back to me, I think maybe he had gotten out. So she sent me his contact info. So I contacted him. So we emailed a little bit. He didn't really talk about getting in trouble. He told me about things he was working on. He did a lot of like crew and production. He was actually in a movie that was on HBO, so I watched his part. didn't watch the whole thing, but you know, wanted to check him out. And then I always was like, well, when I go back to visit New York, you know, next time I'll see him. And well, that, you know, didn't happen. And I was, something about me was kind of always worried. So my friend called, he let me know. And this thing of me talking to people in New York that I haven't talked to in a while to get information, and, you know, kind of just seeing pictures and hearing people's stories of people that I did not know. I've been through some things that have been kind of a shock to me. And I'm sure a lot of people out there have. I'm not complaining. But it does change my perspective. It changes. It just changes things. It's like changed me in some way. Like just like knowing him at that time changed me. Well, this is also changing me. And I guess I wasn't as prepared as I was. So I've just been thinking about it a lot. And like, you know, who we are to other people and what happens when you're not. I'm just a very nostalgic person. So I wish I was. I'm still friends with people I've known for honestly, like, probably almost 40 years, you know. So I'm just like that. And I don't know, you know, you think you have more time, and then the time runs out. So that's that. But you know, all I can do is just kind of try to sell. I've listened to a bunch of, like, you know, bands he liked on Spotify. Like, I made a list. That's what I did, and that's where I was at. Maybe some people can relate, maybe they don't. I was also on a podcast with Nikki Limo and Steve Green, Shit They Don't Tell You. It's a CastBox / Studio 71 original. And we got deep there too. So make sure to check out their podcast. I'll be in a future episode, I think. It went there for all of us, I think, in some ways. And it's not all super heavy, but it's about getting older. I knew that was what it would be about. And that's where that went. But I talk about, and we talk about things about kind of health and taking care of yourself. And RX Bar has been part of that for me for a while. I've talked about RX Bar before. I will again. And I am still eating RX bars, especially now that I'm like counting calories in like an app, which is like not super fun, but it keeps me mindful of how much I'm taking in. And something like RX Bar that has the calories right on it is easy. It's like an easy go-to for me because I know what I'm getting. RX bars are whole food protein bars with simple, real ingredients. RX bars come in 11 delicious flavor varieties, mango pineapple, peanut butter and berries, chocolate hazelnut, and they also have their RX nut butter. RX bars core ingredients do all the talking. It's simply like eating 3 egg whites, 2 dates, and 6 almonds with no BS. Turns out real food ingredients actually taste really good, and they do taste really good. Sometimes I'm more of like on like the chocolate side, and sometimes I'm more like on the fruit side of it. I like to mix it up, but sometimes I play favorites for a little bit. Then I switch it up. Whether you like sweet or savory, chocolate or fruit flavors, there's an RX bar for you. They're gluten-free, soy-free, dairy-free, all the good frees. No added sugar, no artificial colors, artificial flavors, preservatives, or fillers. Egg whites for protein, important to me. I want high-quality protein, and I know what egg whites are. I already eat eggs anyway. And just sometimes like proteins are sketchy. You know, they're like a combination of a bunch of kind of low quality, low grade things. And I want to know, like, I want to eat what I've always been eating, and I want it in a bar. It's great for breakfast on the go, snack at the office, throw in your bag for the plane, toss in your backpack for a bike ride or a hike. I'm doing the spin bike because my knees do not feel great, and I'm like loving the spin bike. Pre, post workout snack. Egg white protein stands out as a source of protein that is easy for your body to absorb, and that is important. For 25% off your order, visit rxbar.com/benefits and enter promo code benefits at checkout. For a limited time, every order will receive free samples. Free sample offer ends June 30th. So go to rxbar.com/benefits and enter the promo code benefits for 25% off your first order. All right, let's talk to my new friend, my new best friend. I don't know. Find out. Bianca De La Garza. Yeah, we don't need to do any of that. Bianca De La Garza. How did I say that?
You nailed it.
Did I nail it? Yes. I practiced it.
Are you Latino?
No, but when I lived in San Diego, several people on different occasions asked me if I was like mixed.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I can see that.
Because I was, but not at all. No, I'm white guy.
I lived in San Diego too for a few years.
What part?
La Jolla.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fancy.
A little fancy.
I was like North Park.
Oh, cool.
Say hip. Right?
I loved my days in San Diego. Yeah. They were really fun. And
I had never been to California. And the first place I went, visited, and lived was San Diego all at once. I'd never been to California. I moved there sight unseen. Yeah.
This is your entree into SoCal life.
Yeah, it was San Diego. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, we got that in common.
Awesome.
Yeah.
We're checking boxes.
Yeah. I'm assuming we're both in LA.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm bi-coastal. I'm sort of everywhere.
Everywhere, yeah.
But I do, you know, call this home most of the time.
Where are you from?
Originally, I'm from Boston.
All right. Yeah.
You're waiting for me to have the accent. I see it.
Did you try to purposely drop it?
Well, you know, I've spent many years working as a journalist.
Yeah.
And you're forbidden
to
have an accent.
You need to be like neutral.
Yes, like so neutral. It's like standard issue, anchor bob hair, monochromatic dress, very robotic and articulation. So no, we weren't like, hey, what's up? How's your ma?
When you get around other people from Boston, do you?
Oh, it comes right back.
When I was just visiting my mother, she's in Florida now, but she's from New Jersey, you know, famous from New Jersey.
Yes.
It really comes back. It just, you just fall into this like really lazy. And I do that, you know, naturally. Mm-hmm. I have like lazy, you know what I mean? I say draw for drawer.
Yes.
You know, I still do that.
I do that too.
Yeah. That's not the right way to say it.
It's okay.
So you're from Boston.
I'm from Boston.
But you were like, Boston can't hold me.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I grew up the daughter of a flight attendant. Okay. So it was very normal for me to have a parent go to another country and come home and make dinner. So I remember being a little girl and like going on airplanes and, you know, the world was just a very small place for me. So when I was 17, I moved to California and I sort of have lived all over the country for my journalism career originally, which kind of brought me to be a late night host in New York and now finally here in LA doing a lot of digital content and launching a beauty line. So yeah. I guess I'm a woman of the world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. I mean, do you want to be a flight attendant?
Did I?
Yeah.
Or do I?
Well,
no.
Listen, you could do anything. You would be the best at anything you do, I believe. But back then, were you like, oh, I want to do this too?
No. You know, I think it was just sort of like, that's mom's job. Yeah. And no, I didn't think it was particularly sexy or anything, and even though back then it was very prestigious. I did see it as a way to never work at a desk job, which was kind of cool. And I think that's what brought me
into
journalism.
It's just I don't want to work – unless the desk job is your own desk for your own thing.
Right.
Because you probably sit in front of a desk for your own stuff all – you know, answering emails or tweeting or whatever it is.
As long as it's not a cubicle. Like if it's not a walled-in desk, I feel like, I'm happier and I'm more creative.
I do miss those birthday parties though. When somebody has a birthday party, someone brings in cake though, you don't get any of that.
You know, we used to do that in the newsrooms when I worked in. It was always that amazing cheap sheet cake you get at the supermarket, which I particularly love. Like I love the frosting. I'm like, I want that rose on the corner. Right
I love
now.
Garbage. Give me the garbage. Yeah. I have very middle class tastes when it comes to cake.
Yeah. It's really good cake that you get at the supermarket.
Check off that box.
Yeah.
Check off that box. I'll go back. So you're in Boston. I'm going to be leaving Boston?
No. I mean,
because Boston's a great city. I mean,
it is a great city. I got my first job in upstate New York after college.
What part of upstate?
I was in Albany.
I know
working
Albany.
For the state capital.
I know Albany. Yeah.
It's fun.
Yeah. Because I used to date a girl who went to SUNY Albany.
Okay.
I know Lark Street.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. I lived right on Willett Park there.
Okay. All that.
Look how much we have in common here.
Crossroads Mall.
Yes.
I know all of it. In fact, I mean,
what happened to the girl?
She went on to be Margot Robbie, the actor. So
it's okay.
It's like, get out of here.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? I got this podcast.
No, yeah. I think it's okay.
Yeah.
She
went on to be Barack Obama, which is even strange in my other way. No, there's actually one girl that I used to.
You just haven't peaked yet. You're like, she's out there.
She's out there. Yeah, no, I'm married now.
Oh, you are.
I'm good.
Oh,
yeah.
You are good. You have a ring on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I'm all locked down. I know I'm so young. You know what I mean? It's like I'm too young to get married. But
you are young
too
to be
young.
Married.
Baby.
I know.
But she actually, a girl, we moved to San Diego together from New York, from Kingston, which is, you know, probably south of Albany, maybe an hour.
And she lives no man's land between the city and upstate.
That's Mm-hmm. I lived there before I moved to San Diego, and I think she moved up to like the Schenectady area and stuff like that. It's a great area.
Yeah, so I guess back to your point, did I ever think I was like leaving Boston? Yeah. I just knew that I still am sort of like this gypsy mentality.
Yeah.
Like I had this trend where I moved everywhere every 2 years. I still don't stay in the same house or apartment. Usually after maybe a year, I start looking.
And is that by necessity or is that just your...
I think it's just a weird thing I have. Yeah. It's not necessity. It's not like I'm, you know, going into foreclosure. I like change. I like mixing things up. So I think there was one time where I stayed in a house for like 3.5 years and that was like, okay.
That's your longest stretch?
Yeah.
So you're when you're in Albany, were you like, I'm going to end up in Albany? Forever?
No. I was covering state politics, which was kind of a contact sport, like really fun. Like the New York City reporters were coming. It was my first job. It was an amazing experience. But I knew that things would, you know, as what you do in journalism, you start in a very small market and you're covering something. And I was fortunate enough to start in a pretty good sized market. But then you go up and you get bigger and bigger roles. So I was then reporting in San Diego. We were covering, you know, car chases and the border. And I was interviewing smugglers in Tijuana and, you know, getting these crazy stories. So I think it's just an evolution of where you're going as a journalist. You're always like looking to get, you know, a bigger role. And I ended up back in Boston anchoring the news there as well. So I've kind of been back and forth my entire life, Southern California and then the Northeast. So It's interesting.
So you, if as far as journalism is concerned, is it are you almost kind of like a free agent all the time, and then you? How does it work?
It depends. It's, I mean, I've been out of it now for since 2015, so things change. But yeah, usually you have a contract for a few years, and you commit to them; they commit to you. It's not, you know. You're not usually a free agent, but then, you know, we've seen people go across town, go to another, you know, TV station when your contract's up. Sure. But yeah, they pretty much own your ass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So was your, is your,
and your schedule and your life.
Was your life kind of training to be a journalist?
Yeah, I went to Emerson College,
okay,
which has a great campus here in Hollywood.
I know
as well.
So many people living out here, like, I went to Emerson. I went to Emerson.
It's an amazing school, and it really gives you the proper training to do that. So, yeah, I was just curious about the world. I love storytelling. I loved meeting people.
Do you need to have a vested interest in the subject to authentically kind of convey what's going on, or is it just your ability to filter it and kind of put it out there?
I think it's the latter. I think, of course, some things you're obviously more drawn to.
Sure.
You know, you see people who are like health reporters that they love it, you know, money reporters, financial reporters. But most of it, it's just having the ability to get somewhere real fast, take the facts, regurgitate it, and spit it back out to people. And you have to remember, it's TV. It's not a newspaper. So they only get to hear it once.
Yeah.
And you can, oh, by the way, you can just never get anything wrong either.
And
you have to look perfect. Too,
exactly, yeah.
At the fire scene.
Right. If, there's a windstorm or whatever.
Yeah.
But in journalism, where you're like, I have some other, like, there's like moving around a lot and just living in Los Angeles and metropolitan cities, you're journaling other people's lives. Did that, where you're like, oh, I want to do some other things?
Well, I think that I loved what I did, and every day was so different. I mean, one day I was in a courtroom with the shoe bomber, Richard Reed, and, you know, a few weeks later I'm on the field interviewing Tom Brady when he's winning the Super Bowl. So, you know, that's how radically different my day could be. So I never thought too far ahead because I was always stimulated, right? I was like, oh, this is great. But then what happened, Jason, is I looked up about maybe 6 years ago and I saw the climate changing and, like, where are we going with this? And the news and the journalism that I fell in love with when I was breaking stories really didn't exist. So I was waking up telling people, like, hey, there's a pedophile in your library, or there's been a car crash overnight. And it just didn't really, for lack of a better word, feed my soul. So I looked at sort of what I wanted to do next, and that's when I said, I want to create my own show and do things that are fun and be more engaging with the audience. I don't want to be the mouthpiece of what's death and destruction.
Right.
Like, we know it's a bad world out there. I don't need to, like, keep reminding you of that. So, and pretty much everyone thought I was crazy for leaving a really popular show. And then they thought I was less crazy when I launched my own late night show and we went from 3 million homes to 10 million,
and that's
20
Bianca.
Million homes. And that was Bianca, yeah.
Yes.
And that was really fun as well.
Yeah.
So,
and it's from what I read, because I cheated. I said I wasn't going to look you up, which I never do. I never really look people up, unless for just the name part, but I did. And then it was just like 10 things you didn't know about Bianca De La Garza. And I was like, well, I don't know anything. So
let's start with 10.
When there's a 10, when there's just a 10 list, I was like, okay, so there's a lot to cover. But Bianca, the show went kind of toe-to-toe with Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess that was a time slot they thought no one wanted. So
yeah.
I was like, sure, give it to me.
Yeah.
It was really fun. But Saturday Night was the perfect place for the show because we were different than Saturday Night Live. Mm-hmm. It was, you know, it was the time when Saturday Night Live actually didn't have a really great cast, too. Mm-hmm. I will be, you know, it was kind of that weird time where there wasn't anything really presidential for them to have these iconic sketches. So we actually beat them a few times.
Yeah.
And that was pretty cool and pretty empowering and like fulfilling for me as someone who just had a vision and went ahead and executed it. And I loved every part of that show. But at the end of the day, after I checked that box, I was like, okay, what's next?
Yeah. And how do you leverage, like, you know, I want my own show. How do you leverage that? Like, what's the juice? Like, what do you have to, like, how do you go, hey, listen, this is why you should give me a show?
I mean, it's kind of like anything you do in life, right? Like, you say, I have a vision. This is the show we think the public would like to do, would like to see. And then, just sort of brokered the deal with distribution. It's really like a business deal.
Yeah.
It's
really product and distribution.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I was really fortunate that I had an amazing, you know, base in New England, and people really didn't have an entertainment show there. There was nothing sort
of. You came with yeah. audience.
A little yeah. bit. Yeah, yeah. yeah, yeah
that
yeah.
always helps.
It does help.
Yeah.
And then we just, I think people, there was no woman in late night at the time.
Yeah.
It was before Samantha Bee, and it was sort of a, so it was weird to see like a woman sitting on a couch interviewing, you know, people and kind of doing wacky things, especially, you know, when my old persona was very straight and like news yeah. anchor.
You got to like kind of kick back and be like, yeah. look at me, chill. What was your, like, what would you say your, if you had to describe like your point of view, like what was your thing on the show? Like,
you know, it's like I try to always be the same person on camera and off camera. Yeah. So it's not like, oh, for this, I was this person. Right. I mean, even when I did the news, I think we freaked people out because we would be very controversial. I mean, I had an amazing co-anchor who really let me play the, you know, the mm-hmm. the light person and the fun person and have real fun with it. So I think the lens was the same. Like if you saw us do light stories on the news and wacky and you'd say, you know, I think it was the same thing at the late night show. It wasn't so much a view. It was just like, let's have fun. Let's get celebrities on here to do things that you haven't seen them do on all the traditional shows. Yeah. We're not just going to have you on and talk about your movie because you've done that everywhere, right? So maybe we're going to enact a sketch with you. Like we had you know, people come on and we'd do like more interactive play and games and we'd drink, which always makes people feel a little bit looser.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
What are some of your favorite guests you've had?
Oh, gosh. Everyone asks me that. I always feel bad because I don't want to like name a few. And then
sure.
I'd be like,
what are some of the good ones?
I loved interviewing Slash from Guns N'
yeah.
Roses. That
oh
was,
my God. That's amazing.
That was really fun. He yeah. was on our first show.
Yeah.
And I wanted him to, you know, put on a Red Sox hat for instead of his hat,
yeah.
you know, and he wouldn't do that. That was hilarious
yeah.
Because he's so iconic. But he was cool. He was definitely one of the more interesting guests we had. And we had a lot of hot men on the show.
Go on.
Yeah. I mean, just yeah. like, why not, right?
Yeah, no, listen, I'm not complaining.
I was like Tyson Beckford yeah. and some other really handsome guys, and some of them would take their shirts off. You know, it's just like, it was weird.
Yeah.
There was a weird type of
Did things
of
ever go off the rails?
Totally.
Yeah.
We had guests that would come and like, because if we were behind, they'd be like in the green room. Then they'd come back, be like, they're not there. We're like, what? They're not there. Like they went to go get, and we were taping in New York. Like they just went to go get a drink. I'm like, they're never coming back. Like yeah. we have to call somebody and have somebody else come. But oh yeah, stuff goes wrong. But you know, I'm sure you've seen it in your role here.
Sure.
The pocket, like people, you're just like, hey, show must go on. So what are we
yeah.
going to do?
Yeah.
You know, we're going to just fake it.
I just cry.
It. Do you?
Yeah. And read my poetry.
Well, that could work,
what,
too,
I'm trying
though.
To get out there, putting my poetry out there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Trying to sneak it out there.
I love that. Like a haiku.
Yeah.
Like haiku's your next sort of podcast.
What were you like in high school?
Very shy.
Really?
No. I don't know. I was a kid in high school who really just wanted to be in college. And then I was a kid in college who
oh,
really
you're
wanted
one
to
of them?
Be in the work. Yeah, I was just like, I wanted.
Old soul-ish?
Maybe. I don't know.
As far as like. So when you were like 12, you wanted to be in high school.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because I'm an only child, and so I grew up okay. around adults, and it was very much like sitting at the table with adults. And I went to a New England, like a preppy New England high school, which was a great education. And I wasn't really too preppy or too athletic. It was kind of a school where you had to be athletic. So I just fell into like sort of, you know, it was definitely a great foundation.
In just 2 days, catch all your Thanksgiving action on Paramount Plus. At 12:30 Eastern, stream all the action as the Chicago Bears take on the Detroit Lions. With the NFL on CBS, you can catch your local NFL team every Sunday all season long on Paramount Plus. Plans start at just $7.99 a month. Terms and conditions apply. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
Ralph's, an annual Boost membership, just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points.
Have you or someone you know left the behavioral health field? Coming back has its benefits for you and Ohioans in need. We would love to have you back working at a community behavioral health center, and you could earn up to a $3,000 bonus. That's right, a $3,000 bonus. Visit mha.ohio.gov/welcomeback and restart your journey today. That's mha.ohio.gov/welcomeback.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details. Exclusive offers and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Ralph's, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You know, there are some things I prefer to buy online, but there are others that are much better purchased in person. Sensual adult items being one of them. I love shopping at Romantix. It's empowering, educational, and fun. Every visit is an adventure. I never know what I might come home with. A new sensual luxury massager, some gorgeous lingerie, or even a thoughtful gift for a friend or a lover. Elevate your sex life with help from Romantix. Stop by your local Romantix today.
For learning, and I'm thankful for that. But at the same time, high school was like, okay, I want real world. I want to work. I want to do things.
Interesting. What does your family think about what you like? Do they want something else for you or
no? And that's the thing. My mom, God rest her soul, was always supportive of anything I did, and my biggest fan, and thought I was so great. And that really helps. And it wasn't you have to be a doctor or you have to be the lawyer. We didn't have a family, company that I had to, follow in the footsteps of anybody.
Just had to like the Red Sox.
I still do.
Right.
When I wear my Dodgers hat in Boston, I think someone's gonna come up and stab me in my heart if I walk through the common.
With Fenway, that's Boston, right?
Fenway, yes. And I love the Red Sox, but I also I like other teams. I'm a really big football fan. I love the Patriots and most of the country does not. So that was fun watching the Super Bowl this year with that. But I think everything I've done has sort of brought me to this really interesting time in my life, because when I left the show Bianca, I decided to do something different after we had done two seasons. And it's so interesting because I wanted to do more digital content, which brought me from New York to LA, because obviously we know there's so much happening here. And I wanted to wear less makeup because I wasn't on TV every day.
Right.
And I found there was nothing out there. It was you have to be all natural or totally made up Barbie.
Sure.
So I started this, creating this illuminating serum. I wanted something that was not a foundation, not a primer. And now it's become sort of my passion.
What do you mean create? How does that work? There's chemistry involved, yeah?
Yes, there's chemistry. And that's why it's taken me so long, because I hand selected all these ingredients, because if I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it right. I was fortunate to know some people who had developed other beauty lines and products. So they introduced me to a few labs, and I really vibed with the lab here in California. And then, you work with a chemist and you're like, this is what the product should be. And I want it to smell like this. And I want it to feel like this. And when it dries down, it should look like this. So it's a really painstaking process.
Sure.
It's fun, but you definitely have rounds of revisions. And what it's led me to believe, it's so interesting for me, because being on camera for so many years, it's now my makeup line is the counterculture beauty line. I mean, I really drank the Kool-Aid, and it was you have to look this way. You have to look, a certain way. I remember on the news, it would be a viewer would call if I didn't look perfect, and I would literally be called into my boss office. Yeah. And they're like, are you tired? Are you okay? Yeah. I'm like, I don't know. I get up at 3:30 in the morning and I do the news.
Yeah.
And,
I'm always tired, but that's a different
I don't know. Yeah, exactly. So it's kind of really liberating for me to see the message behind it. Mm-hmm. And really, it's about giving women and people their power back to look how they want to look and feel how they want to feel. And not feeding into this definition of beauty that's really selected by just a few people in a boardroom.
Yeah. Men.
Particularly, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, you said it.
That's what I'm saying. What do I,
you
I
said
what
it.
Do
it's
I know?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. What do they know? What could they possibly know?
About makeup?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not to say that they can't, but I'm sure they're not going into it knowing about, you know what I mean? I'm sure, like, they're not like, oh, I was a huge makeup fan and I wear makeup, so I'm at this job. They're like, no, I just, like, know how to run a corporation, and that's why I'm making these decisions.
And the thing is beauty is really so...
You think I don't put makeup on before I go on auditions lately?
Did you put it on Friday? You said you had an audition
I did.
On Friday.
Oh, yeah, I sure did.
Yeah.
Don't tell anybody. I was a little shiny.
A little powder.
Yeah, it's hot. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It gets hot, and you know what I mean? I'm usually a cool customer, but I didn't want to look too shiny.
So this maybe qualifies you into beauty.
Product.
Because
people, like, you know, especially in the world that, you know, I've been in, and you probably know the same people, there are people that are, like, let's just say, like, beauty influencers, but they are, for the most part, kind of putting their name, like, or stamp or whatever on another product, going, hey, I really love blank.
Yeah, exactly.
But for you, it's like, I'm going to make my own thing. And also, you know what I mean, promote your own line, essentially.
Right. And we are developing content around it because it's so personal for me. This isn't just about a product or someone else's product. Exactly. It's really waking up and going like, wow, I didn't realize how much of a persona I was tied to and what I had to look at, how I had to look. And I think that most women really do feel pressure to fit into these unrealistic standards and definitions. And that's why we see people getting Botox and nose jobs in like 16. And it's just really become an unhealthy thing for young women. And I hope to – the platform that we're creating and the content we're creating in the beauty space, Jason, I hope it's a catalyst. My goal is that it's a platform to change the outdated narrative on beauty.
Yeah.
Because we really need to get this right. And we need to talk about who celebrates beauty, how do we celebrate it, how do we define it, and how do we have global inclusivity.
Right. And have a positive – it's not, you know, about like, you know, something like tearing because sometimes things – like you have to tear something down in order to build your thing up. So I think it's cool to like put something out there. It's like, hey, listen, you know what I mean? This is a cool positive thing. How do you – you know, you talked about, you know, creating digital content. What is that – is that include – just creating stuff around the beauty brand, or is it you, or like what are you making online?
What we're making online is we're starting off with a docu-series. Okay. So they're going to be short-form content, but they're going to take on a many different, like a myriad of genres. So it will all be under the beauty umbrella, but it could be how do you define beauty in different parts of the country. It could also be sitting down with some of the amazing founders of beauty lines. So what we want to do is just take this sort of big topic and get talk to people about it and really dig into it, like the good, the bad, and the ugly, and seeing what we can create, what type of discussion we can spark with people right now. And I think there's such a shift in consciousness about people being able to make their own decisions, for women to really feel empowered to do things that we've never seen before. So it's a super exciting time.
How because there's so much, you know, and I'm kind of asking as somebody who also has been making content online for a long time.
Yes.
There's a lot of content out there, right? You're not the only person to, you know, discuss beauty or and there'll, you know, always be a lot of people doing it. But what – how do you kind of surface your stuff to be like, hey, look at this, I guess, right? That's what the bottom line is like getting your stuff in front of people's eyes.
Well, I think that's my job. That's my role as the founder of the company and also to be the thought leader in how I cast it. And who, as a producer, I have to put my producer hat on, which I've done, you know, for many years, and saying, you know, who do we want to talk to that has that story? And, you know, it can be people of different opinions.
Yeah, so it's not just the same – you're not going down the same road everybody else is going down. You're kind of
– yeah, no, we're in a totally different lane.
Yeah.
I mean, I think most beauty companies are saying, here's your flaws and here's 10 items you can buy to feel good about yourself.
Sure.
And we're like, no, like we don't even want to sell you a bunch of stuff. And the content I'm doing is like not infomercials. It's totally separate from the e-commerce.
Yeah.
So for me, it's just a really exciting time because it's like, wow, I love telling stories. I love – being, you know, traveling and meeting different people around the world. But it's so subjective because we just did a shoot recently for a magazine and I art directed it. And one of the things I was really passionate about was like, I want to get a pineapple and I want to put a face mask on it. And they're like, why? I'm like, because look at the face, look at the pineapple skin. Like it's bumpy. It's sort of this.
Sure.
But it's nature. And it's like, we'd never think to put like a mask on that because
I would click
nature.
On that video. I would click on that.
Yeah.
But like, we're made naturally.
Yeah.
Why are we, you know, always told what's wrong with us?
Sure.
And it's pervasive, and we don't even know it's being done to us half the time. Yeah. So that's good. So you'd click on the pineapple clicks right there.
I mean, it's, you know, it's a very kind of, I don't know, it's not, it's nothing I've ever seen before, right? And that's what it is basically is. It's like, I've never seen that before. It's like we gave a chemical peel to a pineapple. It's like, all right, what's that? I don't know. I'm going to look at that. But I can see because, we all love documentaries. I love there's too many good documentaries.
There are.
Before it was kind of like, I wish I had another documentary to watch. But you don't need to care initially about the subject or have any vested interest. Like I'd watch a documentary about the founder of L'Oreal or Max Factor or one of Maybelline or whatever. And I don't need to use the product or care, but you're investing in people. And ideas and how it makes people feel. And I think that's a really great way to kind of do it. I'm just saying. Cool. Not that you need my approval, but I'm just saying I see.
I love the feedback.
Yeah.
No, it is, but it's a conversation. And it's a conversation I want men to be a part of too.
Of course, yeah.
Because if you're like, hey, baby, if women could just hear, like, I like you with less makeup, it's like, do you know how money morning routines would be simplified?
Right, yeah.
Like, wait, I don't have to waste my money and put on all this stuff.
Yeah, I imagine. I mean, you also live in, you know, you live in cities that are very looks and beauty oriented. You know,
LA. You think LA is a little,
a little bit, like not a lot. Like I only hang out with like really chill, like people that like don't. They're just very zen all the time.
My friends only work out once a day. You know,
yeah, that's it.
Once
a day, just a casual 3-hour workout.
Yes,
4-hour cool down, and then a spa session, and that's it.
That's what I loved when I left New York after my show, and I came to LA, and there people would be like, "Okay, let's take a coffee meeting," and I'm like, okay, great. And they're like, 11:30. I was like, what?
Yeah,
amazing.
Yeah,
in New York, you know, it's like 7:30,
right? Yeah, you gotta.
And I'm like, so what are you doing? What are people doing? I'm like, oh, I get it. You're at SoulCycle,
sure,
and then you're getting a juice, and then you're driving to your office, you're checking an email, and then you're having a meeting at 11:30.
Yeah.
I'm like, LA does it right.
Yeah.
I'm back. I'm like, I'm so glad to be back on the West Coast.
How would you define, you know, for me, you know, the layperson or me, like the difference between, if there is a difference between beauty and let's say New York and then like New York City and like, well, you include Albany too if you want, and like LA. Is there a difference?
This is just my opinion. Yeah. I don't profess to say I know, you know, every New York and every LA, like, trend, you know, people who have moved here. I feel like in New York, it's like all about a lot of black, the it bag and the pump, you know, and it's very stylized. It's very put together and it's just what you do. And then in LA, what I found and I love so much is like jeans at every meeting, no it bag, like maybe like,
what's an it bag?
You know, like this season's like new, like rocks. Clutch from Valentino.
Sure, yeah.
Very much image conscious, like the new Prada, the new Gucci. Yeah. Like, yeah, I got this, I got that. Where here, people are like, I'm so happy and laid back and blissed out that like I'm going to wear slippers to a meeting. And you might you take people seriously if they're dressed down here in LA because you're like, they're like freaking so powerful. They don't even need to try.
Yeah, they're just like, I literally did woke up like this.
Yeah. They're like, I didn't wash my hair in 3 days and I didn't get a blowout. I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
And it's like so freeing, right?
Yeah.
And I think we just take it and like even my style's changed and my apartment style's changed. It's so much more minimalist and clean and healthy. And it kind of, I think, goes with the style. The health and the style here are interwoven. It's a casual. It's relaxed. It's healthy. It's not so buttoned up and go, go, go. So that's my sort of take on LA. But I love it. I love it here. I think this is one of the best cities in America and the world. And I think people who are like, LA, really? And I'm like, you haven't been
it's
here.
I think the people who poo-poo it, it's like, I think it's amazing. Get out then. I love it.
It's a world-class city.
Yeah.
I mean, the food, the arts. I mean, you just have so much here that I think people do need to come and see it for themselves, and they don't see what LA is doing. And it's exciting with the Olympics coming. I just see, and the tech happening here, virtual reality, AR, VR. There's so much as an explosion of creatives here that are going to be pioneering the next phase of how we have content, because content and tech have never been so intersected as – I don't need to tell you this.
Yeah, no, it's –
So it's here, and it's exciting that it's actually happening where we are right now, and we're surrounded in this really interesting time and nucleus.
What's your day-to-day like? I mean, as much as you can say. I'm just curious. I'm just trying to imagine it.
No, okay.
And I'm sure it's every different all the time, but...
How do you imagine it? I just want to know.
I mean, I feel like you wake up and then, like, you're like, let's rock. Right?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Today I was, because I knew I was coming here to see you. Yeah, okay. I was like, we got a big day.
Yeah.
You know, we're taping this too on video.
Video, yeah.
People are listening. They're also going to be able to see the video portion.
Yeah.
Every day is different, but every day I do wake up and sort of have like a great attitude. There's a sense of like, I really don't take anything for granted. Yeah. I get on planes every week. I travel a lot. I have a little girl. She's going to school in Boston. I'm back and forth to see her, so I'm bi-coastal. For me, I just never know what tomorrow's going to bring. So I do wake up and say, like, I got to max out today, and I got to come at it with a really great, you know, attitude. And I think overall I've been really fortunate to surround myself with people who are in that same vein. And we're never victims. We're never like, the world is doing this to me. It's like, no, we're waking up and we're like,
you get to do this, not you have to do this.
Exactly. Yeah. And I want to do this. And I want to do something now that impacts change. And even in the smallest shape-shifting way, if there's something I can do, it's incredible. And I think we all have that innate possibility to do just a little bit that brings either people together or expresses our own natural like talent. Like everyone has a talent, right? And it's just a matter of finding what your talent is.
Even me, those of you who are wondering. Even me.
But really my day is just like, wake up, I go see my trainer, and then like I have like a Vega sport protein shake, and then I fill a bunch of emails and then put on my slippers and go to Soho House for a few hours and work. So really that's what I do.
Okay.
But it is different.
Right.
And I think there's a lot of things in LA I still haven't done that I'm excited to do this summer. Maybe if I can, you know, work a little less, there's some really cool places.
Like what?
I'm a single gal. So, you know, it's like we're out and about.
Yeah.
I haven't been to the Hollywood Bowl. I know. What's wrong with me?
Yeah. It's a great...
It's ridiculous,
it's a great
right?
place. It's a great place.
I know.
There's a lot of things. I mean, I consider myself still a tourist, and I've been in the city for a long time.
So I'm sure you have some things you haven't done, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
I have surfed before. I got to surf with Lard Hamilton in Malibu. That was really cool for my show.
Yeah.
And I was like, what?
So you get to like kind of work in things that you're like, it's work, but it's also play?
Yeah, I try. Yeah. I try to. I mean, I try to do things that I think are interesting and people would be interested in. I feel like the viewer is always the extension of who you are. Like if you're interested in something, your podcast listeners are going to be interested in it too, right?
Yeah.
So you have to be the conduit for that. But I think that this summer is going to be pretty spectacular.
Yeah? This is going to be your summer?
I think so. This is always like the most exciting time. I know this is running in June, but isn't this always like just like big, like, oh, the summer's coming and what are we going to do? And yeah, we're going to be out. I'm going to be out talking a lot about my product, and I'm moderating a really cool panel on women in film at the end of June in New York, and just really, really, you know, going to try to dig in and work, have fun, all in one.
What are you haven't done yet, or like as far as like that you have like kind of in the peripheral, or it's on the horizon or whatever, like that you want,
like long term
sure
goals
yeah
when I grow up?
Yeah.
I mean, I think everyone wants to write a book, right?
Sure.
I've started writing a few plays. You know, I'm like sometimes a scattered creative, but I think a book would be amazing, and we're working on sort of like honing that. I've got to kind of figure out what the, you know, content would be for that. But I think a book would be probably a really amazing thing. I love to write.
And just saying you have a book is like very cool.
Right?
I don't care even if it's like spell checked. It's like, oh, you have a published book online? Great. Like, I think that's cool.
I do too. My cousin wrote a book and she self-published it, and it's great. It's like the things people didn't tell you if you get married over the age of 35.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's a good book, Cindy.
It is, because it's very specific, but that's sometimes you need that. Because if it's just kind of like marriage advice, it's kind of like, well, that's very broad.
Right.
But like, and you don't have to be, because you could be 30 and be like, I don't know if I'll be married. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't matter almost. I think that's a great idea.
Yeah.
And that's what makes
for me and my business, and I study analytics and psychology and trends. But the more and obviously the more hyper focused something is, like an Instagram account of like cats of LA might do better than just kind of like cats of the US, maybe, because there's so many different things that's hyper focused, and people are like, I love cats. I love Los Angeles, and I want to see what it's like there. Sometimes if it's too broad, like you're kind of you're covering too much ground. So I think something super specific, like Married Over 35, is a great idea.
It's like hyper.
Yeah,
like there could be like overheard by cats in LA. That would be a great account.
Yeah, like that's like on at Griffith Park.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like so what is like, so
I don't have any pets, so I couldn't do that right now, but I can barely take care of, you know, what's happening here. So
yeah,
I would love to have a pet someday.
I mean, your Twitter account can be your pet, right?
Exactly.
They are your children. They need to be fed. They need to be every day. They need to, how do you, this is something I always think about. How do you, cause that need to like kind of feed the machine, you know what I mean? To keep things going. How do you make it where it's like, doesn't like drive you crazy?
Social media channels?
Yeah.
It's a good question because I think we do wrestle with that, and it's obviously something that's not going away. You know? I try not to be super pulled away from being in the moment when there's a great photo, and then you're like, wait, I took the photo. Now I got to filter it. Now I got to think of the caption. It's like, it's a half
You've
an hour.
You've lost that moment. Yeah, that moment is gone.
Yeah. You know, it's very sporadic with me, and I think the video option on Instagram has been great because you can just be like, boom, we're here. But it is definitely something you look at it and you're like, oh, I haven't posted anything like in a day or two, or, you know, it just gets sort of,
front it makes you seem mysterious though.
Yeah, it does.
You know what I mean? It's like, what are they doing? That's so cool. They don't have the time to post mundane stuff. How dare they? See, that's what gets in my head.
Yeah. Well, how often do you post?
It's different things. I post if I have jokes. I post them on Twitter, Instagram. I'm putting them like on my stand-up, but I don't want to – I'm self-conscious of posting too many – I don't like posting pictures of my face because I just don't – like I don't do selfies or anything, you know, because it's kind of
–
but then I get self-conscious like, oh, am I posting too many pictures that are just me focused? So I kind of have that kind of like point of view, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, it's like promoting yourself – but also not being like, it's like overdoing it. Because you don't want your like Twitter to be just a commercial. Nobody wants to follow a commercial.
No.
You know?
No. Yeah. Hashtag ads. No.
Yeah.
I feel like it just has to be. That's why when you do it in the moment, it's like it's there. Or you're excited to share something that you heard or learned about. We recently did I did a partnership with a friend. I designed some T-shirts, and if you know, Portia went to this really cool charity. I hate to waste food, and they rescue. It's called Rescue Leftover Rescue Mission. So any food at their restaurants will go to feed hungry people, which is something like I'm really passionate about. So like that's something cool. You want to like spread that everywhere, and you don't feel so grotesque, you know?
Sure.
It's like,
yeah.
Because you do look at some people's thing, and you're like, really? You're like, okay. Another diet tea, awesome.
Yeah, another fit tea, you know.
Yeah.
Unless you got to listen. You got to make money. You got to make
you
a living.
Do. You do. It's just sort of like sprinkled it in with like, you know, some
mix
real
it up a little bit.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So I think, and then, you know, the viewers are savvy. People know, like, definitely don't hide it at all.
What would you say is your platform right now? Like, which social platform? If you had to pick one, just for the.
I really like Instagram. Yeah. I feel like it's a positive place for people to put really artistic photos and share things, and also it's a great business platform as well. I mean, I see things on there, I'm like, oh, where do I buy that? And you click on it, go right to the site, and you know, with Shopify plugins, and I think it's a way for people to express themselves, and for you to see what your friends are doing, but in a very like cool fashion. I like it. It's just easy and simple.
Yeah. So where can people find you and all this stuff? Where do we find you? Where are you found?
You want like my handles?
Yeah, I want your handles. Give me those handles. But where can people find you? You know what I mean? Because you do a lot of interesting things, and we want to know where to find you.
Thank you, Jason.
Yeah.
So I have my own website, BiancaDelaGarza.com.
I was on it.
Okay.
I was on it.
And then my Bianca Della Garza officials, my Instagram, and you know, you can email me and DM me. I'm usually pretty responsive. I love to hear from people. And I have Twitter and all that engagements. And you know, during the summer where I'm going to be, we'll be posting things, like if I'm moderating things or interviewing cool people, and where we're going to be at for appearances.
People can see you. Because I think you need to be, I think people need an in-person
get that in-person experience with you.
Thank you.
Yeah, no, because if I shut my eyes, like, oh, I do feel like I'm listening to a like whatever it is, I'm listening to like a professional. Do you know what I mean? You have like it's like, oh, you're either telling me the news or you're giving me a TED talk or something like that. Like, or if I like kind of just kind of not concentrate, you know what I mean? Concentrate. I was like, yeah, this sounds. You sound like that person, and you are. They feel like you are the person.
Thank you.
Yeah, and you want to see this in person. You want this in 3D.
I love it. 4K.
Yeah, 4K.
Ultra.
Yeah, I don't even know what that really. People just say it. I'm like, oh, it's got to be 4K.
Exactly.
God, it's not 4K. Why isn't it 4K? Got to be 4K. And I was like, if he's like, what's 4K? They'd be like, it's just what it is.
I want the AR version. Yeah. Right.
Are you into VR? Like you just mentioned VR. Are you into virtual reality?
I'm really fascinated.
I knew you were. When you said VR, I was like, you're one of those. You're one of those. I knew you were one of those.
I am one of those. Yeah. I see it as an incredible piece of technology that has the ability to alter our viewing experience, our experience with everything. Probably more excited about VR and AR than I am about flying cars. Yeah. But I'm from Boston where we can't drive crap. Yeah. So
I've done stuff with VR LA and it's pretty interesting.
Right?
Yeah, it's very cool.
I'm just kind of curious, and I think it's, when it happens, it's going to be so rapid. It's going to be so
fast. You're going to be like, oh, remember when we didn't use VR? Pretty quickly, I think.
I think so, too. Yeah. It's exciting. Yeah. I mean, it's kind of a cool time to live in, I think. You know, even 5-10 years ago, we didn't have things that are happening now so rapidly. And, you know, I think of, like, the kids today, like my daughter and her, you know, tribe of friends. It's like, wow, they really can.
And use the word tribe. Impact. That's a very – that's social – is that a social media? That's a social media word, right? Tribe?
I don't know. Is it?
I think it is. Because I'm on – like,
I don't want to say, like, her girls because, you know, it's like I look at them as, like, these, fearless.
Yeah.
You know, and I want these young girls to be fearless and to be like, hell yeah, we can do whatever we want.
I say squad still, but I'm very out of touch. I'm very out of touch.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I'm very, very
squad,
out of touch.
Squad goals,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm on LinkedIn, so like that's, I don't really know what's going on.
Oh, I'm on LinkedIn too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think we're all on the same things.
Yeah. All the boxes are checked off.
We're all just doing what we can.
Yeah. Awesome. This is great. We did it. This is it.
I am so so happy to meet you as well too.
Yeah, this
I
is
think
great.
The in person thing. Yeah. I've watched you and I've heard some of your interviews and
we've never been video. This is this is cool. I learned a lot.
Same here.
Yeah. Awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Let's make some more beautiful things in this world.
Yeah. Well, you do that and I'll just watch.
My daughter never got in trouble. Never thought fentanyl-laced drugs would get to her.
911, what is your emergency?
It's my daughter. I can't wake her up.
My little girl is alive today because of Naloxone. Learn more about the risks of fentanyl and where to get Naloxone at fentanylfrontline.org.
On the job site, DeWalt leads the same way you do, by delivering every day and elevating every job with tools that help you work faster, safer, and better. Because leadership isn't about raising yourself up. It's about raising up everyone around you. DeWalt.
Have you or someone you know left the behavioral health field? Coming back has its benefits for you and Ohioans in need. We would love to have you back working at a community behavioral health center, and you could earn up to a $3,000 bonus. That's right, a $3,000 bonus. Visit mha.ohio.gov/welcomeback and restart your journey today. That's mha.ohio.gov/welcomeback.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.